your mercies upon our life, and not just us alone, but to our families, to our nation, and to our city. We pray, Holy Spirit, may you take absolute control, open every heart. May the word that will come forth break the chains of the enemy. Heal the sick. Bring deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
And bring restoration into your people.
Yes.
May every heart be open. And Lord, as we live here, we will go home with your blessings. Thank you. We thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And let everybody shout.
Amen.
Please be seated. We thank you all for coming into the house of the Lord. We bless you with the blessings of the Lord. And may the God Almighty eyes keep shining upon your life and make a room, make a way for you and for me. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
May we see more blessings in our life.
Amen.
And may we have great protection at this time, as our dear sister was sharing with a poem. We need to shine.
Yes.
But if we need to shine, then our shining has to be a big one, because the life we are living in and the time we are living in is so darkness. Very dark. Very, very dark. And so if we will shine to overcome the darkness, then we need a big, big shining. Bright one. Can I hear amen? Today is like everything that really I was going to talk about, as I pray, has been spoken already about a kingdom. Every song today is so prophetic to the time that we are in. The worship, even the beginning of the introduction, everything that has been said, God has already talked to us. Because as I pray, I was really, I never discussed nothing with Mama, but even all my scriptures, he has already read them to us. Sometimes it's so amazing. That tells me how important God cares for us to speak to his children. Can I hear amen? Mama talked so much in the introduction, in the opening, with the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom that we live in. It's so important for us to know that. Why, the reason why we're struggling to come into the house of God. Why is it that we are struggling in our lives, in every area of our life, to really to be in the house of the Lord? Why is this so important? What is this so important for each one of us individually to keep coming, to keep praying, to keep seeking, to keep calling? It's all about the kingdom of God. Amen. Oh, can I hear amen? Amen. Now, we are announcing how we, by God's grace, we will have a banquet, a concert so that we could have the roof. You know, some people may say, well, roof or no roof, I don't care, I don't mind. As long as I pay my tithes and offering, let that take cover or take the expense. But you see, we have been called in this kingdom, as Mama always used to say, in a time as this. Sometimes you may things that we do, if you don't get a clear spiritual understanding about the kingdom that you belong, everything that we are doing, you will slow your feet. Because maybe you think it is not important. And it has nothing to do. But here, where you sit, is so important, which is connects to the kingdom that Christ has brought you in. To help, to build, and to occupy. Until Jesus Christ comes back again. Amen. You see, the kingdom of God is so powerful. But we are limiting ourselves in the kingdom of God. And not seeing what good things and great things that God has for us in store for us to enjoy on this planet Earth. Amen. The kingdom of God is not just to close your eyes and die and go and meet Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is not just the sweet by and by that sometimes we talk about. It's part of it. But you cannot walk on this earth without being part of Christ's kingdom that he has built and called you in. For you to occupy your space. For you to do what he has called you to do. For you to respond into his work. For we to preach or to share the kingdom of the good news that brings deliverance, that brings prosperity, Amen. That brings the healing, Amen. That brings the peace. Amen. And everything that you're looking for, that you need, the kingdom of God equips you day by day, by 24 hours by 7, to keep life going. Keep life going. Keep life going. Keep life going. Can I hear amen? Amen. That's the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of God. And so it is a privilege, a big one. Listen, we're talking about Prince Charles and Harry and what is the name, the one that just died? The Queen Elizabeth. You can talk what you want. All what you are talking about, they live millions of money over there. You know, I never liked them. Because why? You know the chariots that the queen sit inside? The gold came from Ghana. Go and check your history. Pure gold, they're talking about 350 million or something. Do you know where they get them? Did they have gold in Britain? When they came to Ghana, they change our country and call it Gold Coast. Because gold was everywhere. And they tried to fight our forefathers to beat them because we didn't have one golden stool, a big golden stool. They made it a form of a chair. And with many things around it, bells and all. And that time, there was a governor called Governor McCarthy. Either Makata or Makati or something like that. And they tried to fight. And they, when they could not succeed, they carried our king, who was the first Osetutu, and carried him to the Seychelles island of Africa. Exile. And when even they carry him to the Seychelles island, a woman called Yasantua stood and be our leader and fight the Britain for the gold, for that golden stool. And so our fathers, with smart sense, make a duplicate of it with little gold inside and fashion it as the golden stool. I will let Karen check there because they can get it out. The golden stool is. And after they find that false golden stool, thinking that it was we, our father's golden stool, and carry it to Britain. It was when we get independence that they return that false golden stool there. The Queen wills diamonds. Where are they in Britain? Go there. Where they dig diamond in Britain? You understand? And so you talking so much about Harry. When Harry travel here, you follow. When Harry go to eat restaurant here, you follow. I hear my wife say he's Queen Juliana. Thank God for that. But you will never get to Buckingham Palace. You will stay in 1336. But this kingdom that we are talking here, that nobody wants to listen to understand. This kingdom that many people, even born again, are fighting against it. It is this kingdom that you, at the end, you will go to enjoy Christ and see the glorious. These people have using smartness and smarting every country, control, take, intimidate. We still have that governor, Makata, I forget the name. That governor, that time they were fighting, they Ashanti so much. We have his head in our golden stool, tied with it. You don't see the golden stool. You can fight the whole Ashantis, and you will never find it. If you with my age, I have seen it only once. When there was a big durbar, that the whole kings of Ashanti and the whole Ghana kings came together to have a celebration. And then they carry it and they have a big umbrella. And so you can walk with them in the light, in the multitude of the people, drumming, going and going and going. You can walk from here for about 3 miles before they will lift the umbrella for you to see the golden stool. The kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. I thank God that I belong to the kingdom of God. Can I hear amen? For now, believers look as if we are going through. It's true. Now, believers find our life very, very, very stressful. Now, believers that really belongs to this kingdom, in fact, we are many are struggling. Now, believers, in fact, the way the world are enjoying, as Mama came back, he said, he talked about how people with smart speed boats and going up and down and they're drinking and then they're enjoying. In fact, if it is not even House of Prayer that organized it, thank God for Auntie Lorna and the rest organizing that we go from here to here. Some of us will live the whole year. We will not even go to St. Catherine. So thank God for Auntie Lorna and Naomi and the rest of the. May God bless you people. Now, this makes you to understand the part of the kingdom that is operating in this world. It's good to see other side. Don't be a Christian that you tied yourself in. When you're so holy, so when you see St. Catherine and you see naked young woman on the street, there, you close your eyes. Because you're too holy, you don't want to see their cursed things. But sometimes open your eyes and see some things. Open your eyes and see some things. Back home, we say, shine your eyes. Can I hear amen? Amen? This kingdom is so important to you and me. Very, very important. Queen Elizabeth, Queen Lolo, God spare her life. Thank God for the 96, yet he's gone. I don't know her faith and how she lived. But anyone that does not belong to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, where you go at the end, we can't talk. I'm not going to talk that one here today. Because today I am so joyful. And I bless God. I remember. Listen, when we talk to our young ones that when they are praying to get married, marry someone in the kingdom. That's right. Yes. Amen. Marry someone in the kingdom of God. Amen. So that you two can walk along. Amen. And support one another. Amen. And get your salvation and hold it. When I was getting married 23 years ago, somebody fight. I hear many people fighting, some people praying against me. Oh, I am not good. I am this, I am that, I am that. Someone, I hear somebody say, you watch and see, this marriage will not last for 1 year. And it's 23 years now. Can I hear amen? It is 23 now because we are too good. But it is because God's mercy that belongs into the kingdom has spared our life, has protected our lives, and provide for our lives. It's not because we're smart, not because we're good, but it is the grace that it is in the kingdom. You ask those who have husbands and they don't know God, how they are suffering. At least when we in the kingdom, when we beat them small. We don't beat them big. Small. Because the kingdom is in us. Even though we are not supposed to beat them, but sometimes when we are out of hand, it won't be worse. If you know how people are suffering outside the kingdom in their personal life at this time that we are in, they are without hope. They are struggling. Does it mean we Christians that belongs to the kingdom, we are not suffering? We are. But our hope is in God and his kingdom. Can I hear amen? Amen. Can I hear a big amen? Amen. Let's hear in Matthew chapter 4 how Jesus put the whole thing. He said, we go back and forth, but this time the Lord says we should preach the kingdom. Let people get that clear understanding. Let people know that this end that is about to happen, it's not just an ordinary end. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. Those who stay in the kingdom, those who persevere in the kingdom, those who have patience in the kingdom, those who walk in the kingdom, those who trust the kingdom, those who believe in the kingdom, those who have faith in the kingdom, they are the ones that have the hope in this world. Amen. Can I hear amen? Amen? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, let's read from verse 22. Jesus was saying something. 23. And they immediately left the ship and their father and follow him. Verse 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he did what? He healed them. And listen, the kingdom of God is not just about prosperity alone. But in this kingdom, whatever, when you join, whatever you have, your needs, your problem, your sickness, every power of Satan fighting against you, if you humble yourself and open up yourself and have faith in God, when you come to this kingdom of Christ, there is a healing for you. There is a deliverance for you. There is a restoration for you. Can I hear amen? Amen. Can I hear amen?
Amen?
The kingdom. And people don't want to have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. We love this kingdom of this world where party is concerned, where evil is concerned. Some people can go and dance all night. Friday night until Saturday morning. And when they come home, when the kingdom day is open on Sunday that they will come to receive the blessings of God, they are so tired. They are so tired. Satan will make you be so much interested in the in the kingdom of Satan activities. Do you know, sometimes, thank God for of late, what God does when we come. There is a new change in this ministry. I bless God for that.
Amen.
You could sense, you could feel that the Spirit of the Lord is working. Can I hear amen? If you come to church and you go back moody, then you love to be moody. But not that God did not touch you. You like your moody. And you like your miserable too. But let me tell you, God set fire that when you come and be in the presence of this atmosphere, you don't go home just an empty. You can't even go home and go and beat your wife. That's a serious one. You go home in the car with lovely talking, happy, joyful, no insult. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Why? Because the kingdom of God provides all this necessity of things that you need in your life to live with. Oh, can I hear amen?
Amen.
Children of God, can I hear amen?
Amen?
Let me read 5 verse 3, the same as we are there. Karen, please put it there again for me. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 4. 5 verse 3, please. 5 verse 3. Stay in Matthew, please, for me. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted. I want 5 3, please. 5 3, please. He said, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Can I hear amen? Today, I just want you, listen, you are not serving God for nothing. You are not giving to God for nothing. You are not wasting your time when it comes to church or God's kingdom that you belongs. It says everything that we do, God says there is a blessing waiting for a child of God.
Amen.
That belongs to the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of God. The poor in spirit, the kingdom belongs to you. Give me verse 8 from 10 to 12. Please pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. Don't look around so much. Don't look on this planet what is going on so much. Don't look at people. And don't listen to what people are saying. Look up to your God. Can I hear amen? Because life here is not yet over. You may get everything, thank God, here. My dear Queen Elizabeth, they take away all our diamond and gold. And they sit on it. And they have the power to control. But let me tell you, after he has passed away, they could do many millions of celebrations in Britain. But the end of that kingdom that is right underneath, they can't touch it. And their queenship cannot go there to control nothing there. Get it right. And leave Harry and what he be in wife. May God leave them alone. Pray for them. Leave them alone. These people have been cheating us for centuries. Taking everything from us. Could you imagine the gold that they took to make a chariot cost almost 350 million or whatever? Do you know what the money could have done for Ghana? Could have built schools, baked roads. Consider the kingdom that you are in. Think about the kingdom that you are in. Work for the kingdom that we are in. Oh, can I hear amen here? Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall do what? See God. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be what? Be called the children of God. The 10 says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom. Oh, can I hear amen? I'm not going there to church again because of what they are saying. Who's saying what? Does the kingdom belong to them? Me standing here, does the kingdom belong to me? I'm also fighting to stay in the kingdom. Can I hear amen? Amen. It's the end that we are all fighting for. Yes. How you and me can make it. Yes. Don't forget, there's a few people. How we say God takes a little and do whatever he wants. He can take many and do whatever he wants. Don't be lazy on Sundays when to dress up to come to the house of God. Do not be lazy about it. Yes. Let the kingdom of God be so important. Yes. Because everything that we are fighting for, everything, we shall leave it behind. Including that chariot of almost 350 million, they can go and bury it. It will be left behind. This is what we are hammering. This is what your service to God is so important. This is what your trust in God is so crucial. Because the hour is coming. And the hour is here. So what does the kingdom tell us? Even we that thank God that we are married, God always talking to us how we can we stick to the word of God in the kingdom of God so that we can practice the kingdom principles in relationships. It's not that God don't want you to marry, but he said don't go and marry anybody from the dark world. Because they will take you out of the kingdom. You don't know the importance of this kingdom's principles that God has set for us. For the course of our lives. So that we can reach the end. We are all in a journey. Whatever you think, Whatever you do, you are in a journey. You have billions in this world, thank God. We are in a journey. You have not married yet, thank God. But we are all in a journey. You have children. We are all in a journey. You don't have children. We are all in a journey. You have a house, thank God. We are all in a journey. You are renting. Oh, praise the Lord. We are all in a journey. You get a good job? Praise God. You get a good pay? Thank God. We are all in a journey, my dear. One day, where is sister so-and-so? Where is brother so-and-so? Where is manager so-and-so? Where is my friend? Where is my husband? Where is my wife? We are all in a journey. And let me tell you, we are going to go through the same road that God has already made for us. But what makes the difference is those that humble themselves, obedience in the kingdom of God. For now, people may mock you. For now, people will say, oh, why are you still single? Why? They can mock you. They can ridicule you. But stick to your God. And walk obediently in the kingdom of God. If people would like to come to church or they don't want to come, they may say everything about this ministry or God and his servants and church, and they can talk what they talk. They can say what they say. But listen, it does not change nothing. We are in a journey, and that journey, everybody will go through the journey. Whether you believe there is God, whether we believe that it's not necessary to serve God and waste your time and go to church and go and listen to some things that does not do nothing for you, whether you believe or you don't believe, it's not going to change nothing. What will change you and me is who humble themselves before the Almighty God and walk in this journey faithfully and trust God for God to take them to the end of their journey. Amen. This is my message today. You can do what you want. You can cut people's feet. You could stay all day in your phone, disgrace, damage anyone you want. Instead of you to help build the kingdom of God, you attack those who are building the kingdom of God? Listen, The jumping, 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 everything will come to an end. The kingdom of God, Jesus' kingdom, honestly, has no end. Let's read some few scriptures. Let's look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Matthew 12, 25, and hear what God says. This is not my words. This is the word of the true and the living God. The gospel must be preached. And I have to make sure I fix myself and obey the kingdom's principles so that things will be easy for me as I walk on this planet Earth. Can I hear amen? Until my end comes and the kingdom takes over from there. The Bible, what does he say? And he says, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. That house will never prosper. This is God. In the other world, the satanic world, if you want a position, I don't know much about here, but back home in Africa, our case is different. If you are a manager and I'm a supervisor, all I have to do, go somewhere, go pay some money and do rituals. Within 3 days, I kill you. And when manager die, the next person is supervisor. And I'll get my promotion. That's how those kingdom operates. But in this kingdom of God, we don't cut heels. We don't destroy somebody on that they have fight and work for before you can get your own. Listen, if there is, there are many men in this city that God can provide for you. You don't need to destroy somebody's marriage before you go get that man. You don't let somebody lose his job so that you can get a job. He says, this kingdom, he says, when the kingdom is divided, you cannot divide this kingdom and say the kingdom will prosper. He put in an example. He said, whether a town, a city, a country, a family, a marriage, if you two don't get yourself together according to the principles of God and love one another and forgive one another and keep on with life and you sit down and backbite it, that house will not prosper. It does not matter what money you people have. There will be always conflict. There will be always confusion. Yes. Why? Because that house is divided. Can I hear amen? Amen. Thank God when your sibling or your sister has a son and he's doing good. Thank God for that. Thank God when your sister is doing something good and prospering. Thank God for that. In a ministry, you are here. You are there. The work is God's work. He is the king, master, the creator, redeemer of this kingdom. Amen. And let me warn you and let you get this clear understanding. Everything that we are doing is being watched and being marked down. So all you do is to backbite and damage people's names secretly. Don't tell me God is not seeing you. Listen, there is no CIA in the kingdom of God, though. There's no detective in the kingdom of God, though. There is not a watcher that sits and watches you 24 hours in the kingdom of God, though. He said, before even your motive, he said, he knows everything about our motives. Before you talk, he knows it. You can't play games with God. I can't play games with God. You know, we have the world has become so dangerous to a sender. Nowadays, you have to be careful. Who love, who only they meet you, they love so much. You have to be very, even careful. The moment you meet them, you greet them, they show their teeth to you. The moment you pass, it's like they put a lock. Why is he greeting me for? If they know how much I hate them. No, this kingdom don't talk like that. Oh, can I hear amen? You see, if we want things to change for us, if we want the church to be so powerful, if we want the healing and the deliverance to take place in the kingdom that we belong, that God has left us so much riches, if we want to have that authority, the power to challenge forces of darkness, then we need to speak the kingdom language, which is the love, the forgiveness. Can I hear amen? God has so much enough that there is nothing that is shortage in the kingdom of God for God to rob someone and give you what you want. Can I hear amen? Amen. Children of God, can I hear amen? Amen. And Jesus, I'm in closing with this. We will continue another time by the grace of God. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Listen, even as maybe standing here, you may not even know my thought. And I don't know your thought. That after here, maybe you are going to take the phone and insult me. I don't know. What this foolish African man always talking. Look at what they are saying over there. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, you can laugh with me and hate me in your heart. God knows your thought. You see, we are poisoning this kingdom with all kinds of things. We are poisoning our land, our soil, so much that anything we plant even can't grow. Demanding, undermining, every day. When people see you, they see you different. Jesus, he said he knew their thoughts. Yes. And said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house. You can't be fighting against your children and tell me your house will stand. You and your mom or your dad cannot see eye to eye. Your house cannot stand. The working place, if you sit down there and all you do is scheme stuff, think you're smart, think you're clever. The Bible says, whatever even you do to get, you will lose them.
Yes. Yes.
I won't go further. If we want to be sure the assurance of the kingdom of God, you and me, so that our labor will not be in vain, then we need that pure heart. Are you clapping or you're not? Clap for Jesus Christ, not me. Clap for Jesus Christ. Before you and me can stand for this kingdom. And listen, sometimes some people will say, that's why I don't want to come here. It's good you come. Wherever you are, whatever you have done, whatever is going on, whatever mistakes, whatever sins, let me tell you, God is a God that forgives. And when you repent, I asked my daughter to, there's one that I did, the Amplify say it's so good. Okay. And I'm closing with it with 4:17, Matthew 4:17. We are closing with that. Give me Matthew 4:17, please. In the Amplify, here it says, Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. Live your life in a way that proves repentance. Seek God's purpose for your life. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Can I hear amen?
Amen?
God is not condemning nobody. No. He's telling us the truth. Because many of us have been lying. We lie on a false pretense. Every message, when we are going, we are hitting our head. What did he think? What did he think at all? What did he think at all? The Bible says God is willing to forgive every. I'm always repeating over and over. Listen, whatever we are doing, God is seeing it. Listen, do it good so that blessings will come into your life. And then at the end, the end comes. I was sharing with you. I say, Mama, do not rush to go and do nobody's funeral. They will come, oh, Pastor, you know what? We want you to come and do the funeral for us. You don't know them. You don't know what they did. Whether they believe Jesus or not. Sometimes we are told, oh, they are in heaven. And we also say it, oh, they are in heaven because they were good. I don't know whether you are in heaven or me. I don't know. So I don't have to go and stand and lie about that.
Amen.
But if you are here, well, we can stand there and testify. We will testify what we know. But if you are doing everything a different thing, that's up to you. Or if I'm doing a different thing, then that's up to me. What I know is what I will say. Listen, the time is getting more dangerous and more closer. Please. Please. If you say you are serving God, let's serve God in the purity of the heart. God is able to help you. Before when we started 20 years, I'm telling you, everything makes me mad. Everything makes me angry. But I continue to pray. I say, God, help me to give me a good heart. So that I don't force myself in striving to even preach or teach the word of God. Help me so that me too, I can have a good heart, a peaceful heart, a respectful heart. So that the way I respect them, they also will respect me. I will respect you. If you don't respect me, that's your problem. But the kingdom of God is waiting for everybody. You say, from the time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, change your inner self. That's your heart. Your old ways of thinking. Regret passes. If you are done wrong, whatever you are done, he said, don't enjoy and don't be happy with it. Don't justify. When you are sorry, say you are sorry. If you are wrong, you are wrong. I want to. In fact, for me, I haven't done you no wrong. But if you say I am wrong, then I am wrong. That's not repentance. Repentance is what we are doing and we know is a sin against God. Some things that we do that we wrong people. Things that we do that we know that we are putting pressure on them to do something that they are not supposed to do. The things that you know, as you continue, it will bring a conflict and bring confusion. And yet still, you are doing it. Listen, the journey is far. But you need Christ. You need a heart. You need a purging heart with the blood. You need a new garment from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't make yourself popular in this world when the kingdom does not know you. Don't make yourself popular. If I am not there, nothing will happen. Something will happen. Don't make something out of nothing. Please focus what you're doing, what God has given to you. Do it sincerely. Don't keep people out of your mind. Don't watch people's faces. Watch the face of Christ. Amen. Look up to him. It's not about this. It's not about it. It's all about Christ. And his kingdom. Amen. Repent. Change your inner self. Your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. Talk to God about it. Lord, I was sorry. I didn't know better. Now I hear the right thing. And I'm sorry about it. Forgive me. And if you have done something to somebody that really, they still feel it and they have confronted you about, husbands and wives, those people beating and cursing and carry on and carry on. When you offend your husband, you offend your wife, go to them and tell them, my dear, I am very, very sorry. Something that really has kept us these 23 years. You never come to our house and see me so gloomy and my wife. Does it mean that we don't offend or say something that goes against someone? We do. Not every time, but time to time. Something, patient may not come. You say things that you can't even take back again. But we know how to say, I am sorry. We know. We don't take anything for granted. We don't take anyone for granted. When you are wrong, you are wrong. Oh, Mama, I am sorry. I didn't understand. Sometimes you say, Papa, I am sorry. But on her part, what I love is that when even I am wrong, he says she is wrong. Can I hear amen? Amen. Repent. Don't think you pass your husband, and don't your husband. Don't think you pass your wife. God has given these beautiful creatures so that we can have comfort in life. And my humble prayer is that I pray that every single young woman in the midst of house of prayer, I pray that no matter what the enemy has bound and chained them about their marriage and carried their marriage very far away, because this young woman wants to live the life of Christ. They want to really be pure in their spirit. And we are praying and standing with them that wherever they are, may the Almighty God make a way. Marriages that are being destroyed because of anger and rage, because of errors, I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, that when it enters into a marriage, he can grease that marriage, and that marriage will walk so smooth.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone that is looking for, may God provide. Amen. Everyone that is seeking, may God help them find.
Amen.
Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past, live your life in a way that proves repentance. See God's repurpose for your life, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Shall we stand?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.